Okay, we're talking, well, we have a studio full here. We're talking about the Ark of Monroe and the foundation and all the, no, not the foundation, just the Ark of Monroe itself. You can speak, you know, Krista.
I didn't know if you wanted to redo it. Take
no,
two.
No. It's, you know, it's what we're here for. We're here to get it clear and get it right.
Yeah.
ArkofMonroe.org/careers. That's what we're going to talk about. We have Kristen Smith. We have Karis Happ. All right. And Kara Supple. How's it going?
Yes.
Hi. Again, nodding.
Hello.
We're nodding here. This is radio. We're not on TV, everybody. Okay. So, as I understand, this has got to be way before your time. In 1981, Ark of Monroe started JobPath. Who wants to take that question and tell us a little bit about JobPath?
Yes.
Was that you?
Karis.
All right, Karis.
Introduce myself. Yes, I can tell you a little about JobPath. It is before my time when it started, but I can tell you about
what we do. Were you even born in 81?
I was not.
I didn't think so.
Yeah, so JobPath, what JobPath is they do employment services for people with disabilities. So what that looks like is we have a couple different programs. We have community pre-vocational programs, which is helping people with disabilities who aren't quite ready to get a job to build those skills so that they're ready. And then we also have our general supported employment services, and that's helping people with disabilities find jobs in the community, just paying regular jobs like you or I.
Now, let's just start here. You guys must have employers that look for your people, right?
Yep.
So how would somebody, if somebody was looking for help in that way, what would they come to you too?
Yes. So they could go to jobpathrochester.org and they could contact us through that. Or you can just Google JobPath and call the main number. And I'm sure if you let us know what type of employee you're looking for, we have lots of people that are looking. So we definitely could find someone that would have the right skill set to help.
So we're obviously talking about adult clients.
Correct.
Because the Ark of Monroe, they do all ages, right? Is it? No, you're shaking your head
I'm
again.
I'm shaking my head, Dean. The Ark of Monroe, yeah, we support adults with disabilities.
Okay.
So really 21 and over.
Okay.
But, you know, we've been around since 1956. So one of the oldest agencies doing this type of work in Monroe County. So we're really proud of that tradition and the legacy and the history that we have in the community. And JobPath is just one program that's really awesome that helps support, you know, people with disabilities have goals just like anybody else. And
sure.
Some of them want to, you know, accomplish a variety of things. And for many, you know, finding a job in the community is one of them. So it's so cool that JobPath is a type of program that will match up employers with potential employees. And there's a job coach that goes along often. And, you know, they can go out and be successful and make their own money and have a great career just like anybody else.
Now, who does the training? Who does the training for your clients?
So they would get trained just like any other employee, but the difference is they would have a job coach with them, and that job coach could help if the person needed additional training or had extra questions, needed help filling out paperwork, their job coach would be there to help make sure that they get all of the training that they need.
Okay. So is there any general programs you have at the ARC to prepare them, or do you kind of wait until the job comes up?
Yeah, so we have a couple different community pre-vocational programs. We have ArcWorks. We have a couple college programs, one at MCC and one at NAS. We also have SELF, which is a program at the Strong National Museum of Play. Mm-hmm. And then we have Adult Project Search, which is actually the program that I work for, and that is partnered with the Del Monte Hotel Groups.
Oh, all right. Oh, yeah. That's cool. Kara, what do? You just stand around looking cool?
I'm actually.
You want to join us here?
I'm actually the quality assurance liaison.
Okay, explain,
and my
please.
My position is opening up.
Oh.
I'm going to be moving into the quality coordinator role. So I kind of have a leg in both worlds, the quality world, and then I also get to work with a great team of people at JobPath. So I get to work in the team atmosphere, and then I get to do quality assurance for the program.
Oh, okay. So do you, you're the liaison, would that be a correct term?
Yeah, right now my role is quality liaison, so I support the program in a myriad of ways in terms of making sure that we're meeting quality standards.
Gotcha.
And compliance.
Right, right, absolutely. So I know you guys help your clients get jobs and help your the clientele work with your clients, but you guys also need help at the ARC.
Yes.
Who wants to take that question and maybe explain what somebody could do for the ARC themselves?
Yeah. So specifically at JobPath, we have a couple different kinds of jobs. We're always hiring for employment specialists, and those are the people that will go on the job with people with disabilities to help them learn the job and help them find ways to do their job better. But specifically, I know we're here today because we're hiring for the Adult Project Search Manager, which is my job, and the Quality Liaison, which is Kara's job.
So that's what you guys came here for. You wanted somebody to replace you so you could go to your next gig, right?
Yes. Yep. And we're both staying at JobPath and just changing to different positions. And so I feel like that in itself speaks that we both really love being at JobPath.
It's a great atmosphere to work at.
That's what I was just going to ask you.
Yeah.
Explain your day and why you love it so much. I mean, I've known people that work at the ARC for years, including my old boss, Steve. And he just said, you smile every day.
Yeah.
You come to work.
I would say my job is fairly unique at JobPath and at the ARC. But so what I do is I teach a class in the morning working on social skills or work skills. Like it might be something like if you have multiple tasks given to you at work, how do you decide which task to do first?
Okay.
So kind of talking people through those types of skills and then also coaching them on the job at work. They do internships at the Del Monte Hotels. So we're based out of the Hilton Garden Inn in College Town. And so they'll do jobs in different departments, and we coach them to help them get better at those jobs.
Gotcha.
So I'm like part teacher, part job coach.
And what kind of degree did you guys have to get this position?
So you just need a bachelor's degree to work.
No specialty or PhDs and stuff?
My background is in social work.
Okay.
I think kind of any like for employment specialists or in the pre-vocational services, it's any bachelor's degree, but I think that a bachelor's degree in like human services, social work, you know, fields that
special education.
Yeah, special education, people that want to help.
Right.
People are the perfect people for JobPath.
People who smile like you guys do.
Yes, and it is, you do definitely get to see so much growth in the people that you work with, which makes it really rewarding. So you, at my job, I see them. It's a year program, and so every single day for a year I'm with them, and it, just the amount of growth that you see in them and how much they feel they're so proud of themselves and what they're able to accomplish at the end of the year is to go and get a job that pays them, which is what we all want, right?
Well, exactly. Yeah. And it's just a sense of worth, right?
I
mean, that's what you're giving somebody.
Yep.
When you give them a purpose and a job and, like you said, a little cash in their pocket. And you're a contributing citizen, right?
Definitely.
And don't employers say how pleased they are to work with the ARC of Monroe? Because the people that you guys find that help cultivate and help them find their jobs, don't they just shine in the positions because they have that job coach, they have that backup, they have that person to kind of help get them through?
Right.
And they really, it turns out to be a rewarding combo, wouldn't you say?
Definitely. I always say that I think any of us could use a job coach because all of us could probably do our jobs a little bit better at times. And so I think them, the people that we support, having a job coach there to suggest ways to do things more efficiently or to improve something they're doing does make for really good employees. And
right.
I think they also will see that a lot of times when we are sometimes it's a lot of people's first job, so they might be going for more entry-level positions. And if you look at how long our people hold jobs in comparison to the average person, employers see that they have less turnover when they work with JobPath, which is a huge cost saving for them. And a lot of times people that we work with are really excited to be there, which I think makes a big impact on the employer atmosphere as well.
So a possible employer out there, do they... I mean, you're talking about the hotel, right?
Yes.
That's one of the vocations.
Yep.
What other are there? Is like factories?
It really could be any type of job. I think that we see a lot of people working in like restaurants. Yeah, sometimes factories and like manufacturing with some more repetitive tasks. A variety of like cleaning tasks, food prep. I mean, it would be... it's really hard to capture because they work. We have people supported in all different fields with all different employers. So I would say that if you are think that you're in your business could benefit from diversifying your workforce a little bit, I think there's probably someone at JobPath that we support that could help meet a need that you have.
Do you think it's something they could find actually on the website, or would they actually have to talk to somebody there?
Yes. So I
or a little bit of both.
Yeah, it would depend, I guess. If you look at on jobpathrochester.org, we have a list of different employers, just a couple of the employers that we've worked with. So that could give you a sense of
if you see somebody in the same field or something like that.
But if you have a specific job in mind, I would definitely reach out, and a job coach could help see if we have someone that would meet that need.
I was going to say, you might have the right person, right?
Yep.
You just know.
Yeah, and that's, we work with hundreds of people with disabilities, so we have a big pool, so we could find someone.
So now, Chris, one of the JobPath is just one of the departments in the ARC, right?
Yeah.
What other people are you looking for?
Yeah, so if you go to
the ARC itself,
arcmonroe.org/careers, you're going to see a variety of jobs that we have open right now. And along with the ones that Karis and Kara explained today, we have a lot of DSP positions open, which are our direct support professional. And that, you don't need a ton of background to do that. You don't need a degree. You just need a driver's license, a caring heart, and a drive to really want to help people. And so you could go and look at that as well. Those people are really kind of the heart and soul of the ARC in Monroe. They work in our residences. They work in our rehabilitation programs all across Monroe County. So a lot of options there. We have vehicle operators that help transport people to appointments and to their day programs, things like that. We have some higher level jobs, like they mentioned in JobPath, that do require degrees. And we also have a clinic right on site that sees people in there. We're looking for a speech pathologist and a social worker right now. So really kind of a full gamut. People are always kind of surprised at how many people we support, over 1,400 across Monroe County, and how many employees that we need to help support those people have the best lives that they can and have independence.
And what if you're retired and you just want to volunteer, something to do?
Yep, you could volunteer too. That would be an option as well. And you could check out our marketing office and we'd help you find a spot for that as well. We handle volunteers, so good idea.
I assume there's fundraising involved to keep all these programs going.
Yeah.
Got anything coming up that we should get it out there?
Yep, we have so many events coming up. The ARC Foundation of Monroe, that's our fundraising arm. They're in the middle right now of a $1.3 million campaign to build two new homes. As we all age, we want to stay in our homes, right? We want to age in place. And so this campaign we have is really exciting because it's going to build two new homes that are completely fully one level. So you don't have to worry about, as you age, going into a home or finding a new location to live. You can age in place and stay right there. So that's really a strategic goal overall for the ARC, to make sure that we kind of get, move away from our two stories and stick with just one story so people can stay with us through the whole trajectory of their lives. So we're working on that. We're really close. We're almost at $1 million. We're at 900,000 right now for that campaign. And then the rest of our events for the year, we have something brand new in June called Dancing with the ARC that we're really excited about. That's going to be out at Innovative Field, which is once named Frontier Field.
Yep.
New name out there. And that's going to be in June. That's where we're going to partner up five Rochester celebrities and also five people.
Don't be pointing at me.
I'm pointing at you. And five people we support. And they're going to learn a dance together. And they're going to perform out at Innovative Field. And you're going to be able to vote on your favorite. Very much a la Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, I got that part. Yeah.
Yep. So we're looking for Rochester celebrities. We have a few in mind so far. We have that. We have our golf tournament coming up in May. We have our
That one you can talk to me about.
Yep, you always help us with that. A huge part of that with us. We have our Sporting Clays event, which is cool. So if you're a Sporting Clay shooter or you have...
I get that email too. Yeah. I haven't participated in that, but I've been thinking about it. Yep. I've always but it's usually in the middle of the week too.
It's in May. It's a Tuesday, I believe, this year. Yeah, so. In May. So that's always cool. That always sells out. 12 teams there and a lot of different people come through, and that's always fun. And then we have our Toast to the ARC, which is our gala, and this year it'll be in November, and that's going to be totally reimagined this year, and we're getting ready very soon to announce what that's going to look like as well.
Wow. All right. Yeah. So the websites, once again, because we're almost out of time. What?
Jobpathrochester.org. It's to get more information if you're an employer or even if you're someone that's looking for support with like getting a job. That would be
okay. And then arcmonroe.org/careers to work for the ARC itself.
Yep.
Yes. And All JobPath. Right.
You can. Yep. And JobPath.
Their jobs are posted at.
Right.
Yeah, we have our quality assurance position. We have our adult project search position. And we have employment specialists. Those three are very specific to JobPath itself. If you liked what these ladies were talking about, and that feels like something you'd want to do.
Kara, Karis, and Kristen, you guys kept it easy on me.
Thank you.
I told you, the 15 minutes flew by, right?
Flew by.
It did.
Okay. So if anybody's interested more in the ARC Monroe, just go to arcmonroe.org, and you'll figure it out from there. Mm-hmm. But thank you, ladies, for coming in. You did a great job.
Thanks, Dino.
Their first time's on the radio.
I knew they'd be superstars.
Hey, a little clap.
Thank you.